There goes Kylie then. So as part of our campaign with In Good Company, we're exploring what people are doing to combat loneliness in the county. It's not just something for the elderly to consider. It can be anyone who might feel a little bit detached from society. Now we follow the story of Janet, who goes to Sheringham Park Run every Saturday. Listen up for this one. Janet used to go with her son David, but unfortunately David passed away 2 years ago from a rare post-transplant cancer. And she still volunteers and takes part in the run, which has helped her keep contact with the outside world in the process of grieving. Anna Perro went on the run with Janet at the park for a chat.
So my son had been very ill and had a liver transplant in 2012. And we used this as a way of him getting back into doing exercise. We started off at a bit of a jog and then it turned into a walk, and we kind of thought, oh, what have we done? And he was struggling a bit, but we made it, and a lot of support from people along the route.
That's the thing about parkrun, isn't it? You do get the support at whatever speed you're going.
It's individual. It's not a race. It's about doing it. You know, we get everybody. You know, you get the ones at the front who might, you know, be doing it as part of a training thing and want to go fast. But at the end of the day, it's about you, both David and myself. You know, we went through trying to beat our time each week and things like that. And I think then you reach a point where you actually appreciate it for other things.
Going back to your son, the reasons why he was coming along, did it sort of bring the family together, having a Saturday morning designated to this?
It gave us something to focus on, David and I. It was something that we did. It was part of the journey of him improving and becoming, you know, getting back to some sort of normal health.
And what was the story from then on?
Parkrun was the start for him of getting back into doing sport, really, and just getting back into normal life. So he started playing football, and he competed in a triathlon. Yeah, and he competed for the transplant games because he'd had a liver transplant, and just basically did loads of sport. And I'd say it all stemmed from this point, you know, it stemmed from here. Mm. If he hadn't have come and done the parkrun, he wouldn't have realised that he was okay and that he could just do things. There's almost this feeling that, oh, I've had such a major condition and operation that I'm not going to be able to be a normal teenager and do normal things. But actually this was the start of saying, yes, you can, you know, going back to David.
Was it ever hard to come back to here after losing the boy? And is that when the park family, the park run family, really sort of wrapped themselves around you?
So, you know, David unfortunately was struck down with a cancer, a very rare post-transplant cancer. He died in March 2015 at the age of 17. I at that point was a member of the core team here, but obviously I had a long period of, well, not a long period, but I had a few months of not coming. But then, you know, life goes on, and I have a dog to walk, and I've always got a connection with the park,
and with David,
and with David, and and the park run family, which is as I say, it's a big thing. I think the Saturday after David had died, they talked about doing a special run and sort of calling it David's Run, and just sort of remembering him. So that was lovely. Last year we had our first sort of official David's Run on the sort of anniversary of his death. But that's been, for me, a positive thing. And after he died, I sort of gradually came back and just volunteered out on the course, because out there you don't have to engage, you don't have to talk to people. You stand there and go, oh, well done, and congratulations, you know, and that's it. There's nothing too intense going on. And it was a kind of drip feed thing. So I'd see people at the start and quickly say hello and then go out to my position and could be peaceful.
Is it one of those, I mean, you know, I can't imagine losing a child, just must be absolutely horrific. But is it one of those things that you come to a social event like this and having the freedom to start the run and say hi to people and then disappear and do your role somewhere else? It's actually just, you're still involved, but you've escaped
a
little bit.
Exactly. And that's how it was at the start. It was very much, that's enough to just say hello to people. People kind of maybe give you a tap on the shoulder or a hug. You know, people were lovely, giving me a hug and things like that. And then if it was overwhelming, I could disappear off and be on the course and not have to see anyone then again and just do my bit and clap and go, well done. I probably did that for a few months, and then gradually then it was, oh, could you do some timekeeping or do you feel up to being a... Then I gradually started to do a bit more at the beginning of the race and the more sort of hands-on kind of activities that involved speaking to a few more people. It was hard, and if people who've lost a child will know this, like I've been upset talking to you this morning, and yet I don't know why, it just comes, and it will be other days I can talk about things and it doesn't upset me. That's made it hard in my other life, in my sort of working life and things like that, because there's no, you can't predict how you're going to feel on a daily basis. This has been a kind of godsend in the sense that it gives me enough of contact with people and, you know, on my own terms, and then it's enough. There's one or two people I'll have contact with during the week.
How easy is it just to completely block yourself out? I mean, we're doing our campaign on loneliness, and you're very vulnerable at that point.
It must be awful if you're on your own. Like I have, as I say, I had my other son Howard, and that gives you a reason to get up in the morning and to make food or to do those everyday things. But I think if you're maybe an older person who's lost a partner or a husband or wife, or if you're, you know, if you're alone for some reason, it would be really hard to keep functioning, I think.
It's when groups like these are really beneficial.
It is important because you're making yourself do something that you kind of then become accustomed to it. You know, there's all sorts of reasons why people are here, and they do all pull together. Everyone's so supportive of each other.
And that's Janet talking to our very own Anna. More on this subject in the not-too-distant future here at BBC Radio Norfolk.